What kind of plates do they use in space?
I don't know. What?
Flying saucers.
You're tuning into the Children's Hour. This is 89.9 KUNM and KUNM.org. Live and local from the University of New Mexico.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me, yeah. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. Fish in the sea, you know how I feel. River running free, you know how I feel. Blossom on the tree, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me, and I'm feeling good. Dragonfly out in the sun, you know what I mean, don't you know? Butterflies all having fun, you know what I mean? Sleep in peace when day is done, that's what I mean. And this old world is a new world, and a bold world for me. When you shine, you know how I feel. Scent of the pine, you know how I feel. Oh, freedom is mine, and I know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me.
Simone on the Children's Hour, opening up the show. That's from a CD called Compact Jazz, Nina Simone. Good morning. This is Katie Stone. It's the Children's Hour right here on KUNM, your public radio station in central and northern New Mexico, live and local here in the studio with a whole room full of people. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Well, there's a lot of kids in here, huh? Yeah.
A lot.
Okay. Well, let's say our good morning. Let's tell everybody who's here. I'm Katie Stone. Delighted to be with you.
I'm Leela.
Hi, I'm Zoe.
Hi, I'm Elliot.
Good morning, I'm Siobhan.
Good morning, I'm Haley.
Good morning, I'm Madeline.
Hi, I'm Taya.
Hi, I'm Jude.
Hello, hello, Jude. Great to have you in here. And Elliot, there's another Elliot in here. He can just yell hi. Hi, Elliot.
Hi.
Hi. And we're so excited today because we're doing a show about the VLA, the Very Large Array. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Yes.
No.
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 I have
yes.
no idea what you're
no.
talking about.
Okay. Elliot, tell us what you know about the VLA.
Well, they're a bunch of big satellite thingy-majigers that see into space.
Yeah, see into space in a way. I think they're it's a telescope, basically.
Didn't they discover like a black hole or something?
We're gonna find out all about. Yes, yes, they're going to find out everything that was discovered at the VLA. Well, not everything, but a lot. You know, yeah. Go ahead, Siobhan.
Someone told me that
They discovered a new constellation, and there's a new sign, birth sign.
Really?
Someone.
Not sure that's a VLA thing, but maybe so. You know, you say they see into space, Elliot? Yeah? Mm-hmm. I wonder if they're kind of, they're actually radio telescopes, so they're kind of listening into space in a way, I don't know. I think that's, and there's a lot of them. Have you been there? Anybody been there? Yeah?
I have.
Were you surprised at how many there are of the disks?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
And big. And they're over a giant amount of space. Were you amazed at how big the space was?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
The plains of San Augustine. Yeah. San Augustine, right. It's this giant flat area in New Mexico. And we're going to learn all about the VLA. By the end of the show today, you will be very large array experts. And we hope our listeners will be too. And I hope that those of you who have not yet been to the VLA, and even if you have, are inspired to go again because, wow, it's really one of the coolest things in the world. And it's just here. It's even in our listening. They can even listen to us on the air. They might even be listening right now at the VLA to the Children's Hour because we broadcast to
like
that part.
Astronauts in space might be listening to us.
Well, see, that's what I want to find out. Zoe, I want to find out, don't you, if they're listening to radio waves at the VLA, are our radio waves being listened to by someone in space?
Ooh.
That would be really cool.
In space. Well, a lot to cover on the Children's Hour today. We're so excited you're with us. Anybody have any big news before we move along? Any big news in people's lives? Yes, Madeline. Yeah, it's like a halfway big news. She raises her hand half the way.
At the VLA, there's lots of little activities that kind of show you how it works.
Oh.
So like there's these two dishes and you talk into one and the other person can hear it on the other side.
Even if you whisper.
Yes.
Oh, that's amazing. Yeah.
I didn't really.
Yeah, well. Anybody else? Any big news?
About the VLA.
That's okay. What's up? What's up, Tam?
I have a sleepover today.
Oh, that's exciting.
Hey, so do I.
Oh, my goodness. I guess we're all invited. Oh, No. Wait, look at the face. Yes, go ahead.
We're going to Santa Fe this weekend.
How fun. What are you going to do in Santa Fe or Fantasy?
A bunch of stuff. We're going to go to Meow Wolf and probably some museums
and
stuff.
I've been to Meow Wolf.
I love
that
Meow Wolf.
They have some new exhibit thingies, also. So we're going to go see them.
So Meow Wolf, you're going up to the Meow Wolf. That's pretty cool.
Oh, I'm starting to get allergies.
Oh, I think you are not alone in that. It's apparently a big juniper season. Did anybody wake up?
Me too.
Did anybody wake up the other day and see that there was a sunbow? When the sun was rising, it was surrounded by almost like a rainbow, but it was, they call that a sunbow. It's an optical illusion. Did anybody see that?
No.
But you know what? What causes those sunbows? And it went on all day. It was 2 days, 3 days ago. Is particulate matter in our sky, in our atmosphere. And guess what the particulate matter is, Siobhan? Guess what it is?
Allergies.
Exactly. It's pollen. Pollen. So if you're seeing a sunbow, it's thanks to the pollen. And if you're sneezing and blowing your nose, you're right in good company here on the Children's Hour. We have a birthday in the crew here.
Pollen's not my
this
best
week.
Friend.
Leela's going to have a birthday coming up here this
Happy
week.
Birthday.
Yay!
Happy birthday, Leela.
And so much more. You're tuned to the Children's Hour right here on KUNM. We love having you with us. Find us online. We're at KUNM Kids on Facebook and Twitter. And we do post during the show. And take a listen to this. This just struck us as sort of spacey. This is my favorite version of this song. Rufus Wainwright from the I Am Sam soundtrack. Right here on the Children's Hour on KUNM, KUNM.org.
Words are flowing out like endless rain into a paper cup. They slither while they pass, they slip away across the universe. Pools of sorrow, waves of joy are drifting through my open mind, possessing and caressing me. Jai Guru. Nothing's gonna change. my world. Nothing's gonna change my world. Nothing's gonna change my world. Nothing's gonna change my world. Images of broken life which dance before me like a million eyes, they call me on and on across the universe. Thoughts meander like a restless wind inside a letterbox. They stumble blindly as they make their way across the universe. Giant
Loudon Wainwright on the Children's Hour from the I Am Sam soundtrack and Across the Universe. And we have someone in our studio who listens in across the universe. Her name is Judy from the, she's the education officer at the Carl G. Jansky Very Large Array, but we call it the Very Large Array. And welcome to the Children's Hour, Judy.
Well, thank you so much for having me. And it's so exciting to be in the studio here with all these amazing kids.
Well, they're pretty great. And what you do is really great, great. I mean, you have these great big discs. And I know the kids have tons of questions. And let's just kick it off, okay?
Are you ready? Sounds great. Let's hit it.
Okay. I got you up here. Ready? Go for it.
What is the VLA?
So the Very Large Array Radio Telescope Facility is a place where giant radio telescopes that are shaped like dishes or giant antennas, and you can call them dishes, and you can call them antennas, and you can call them radio telescopes, but you can't call them satellites because they're not orbiting up in space. They're trapped on the ground by gravity like you and I. And what they're focused on is cosmological objects in space. Anybody know what a cosmological object is? No? A galaxy maybe?
Yes.
How about planets?
Yes.
Yeah. How about comets and asteroids? How about stars?
Yes.
Yeah. So all of those things out in space are called cosmological objects, and they all emit energy. And at the Very Large Array, we receive that energy from those cosmological objects, and we can look at that energy in the radio spectrum or the radio light. So that's how we see the universe at the Very Large Array. You and I here in the studio today, we see the universe with our eyes, thank you. And we process that information with our brains, your head, but I hope there's a brain in there. Okay, so we process that information with our brains. So at the Very Large Array, we use our giant radio telescopes called antennas or dishes, and we collect the only thing that comes to us from space, and that's energy. And then we analyze that energy using all of our way cool instruments, electronics, and computers, and many, many other wonderful, cool instruments. And that is what tells us what's going on in galaxies far, far away. And that's also what tells us how stars are born and where new planets are forming and all of those questions that you guys have about your place in space, right?
How does a radio telescope work?
Well, you use all of those electronic components that are built inside of the antenna. And what happens is they take that energy and they turn it into electrical impulses. And so much like what's going on here in our studio today, we're speaking, right? And all of the electronics that you see here are converting our voice into a way that can go on the airwaves. And then people who have radios can actually pick up those transmissions and they can hear us, right? That's how it works. So basically with the radio telescopes, we are processing that data or that energy or that information, and we are able to get to create images using software and computers. And so we can make an image of a galaxy far, far away, and we can tell how big it is, we can tell how massive it is, we can tell how much star formation is going on in there, and we can tell if there is, drum roll please, a super massive black hole. Ooh.
Hopefully a black hole doesn't suck up Earth.
No, we are located exactly 27 million light years away from the nearest black hole. So everybody thumbs up, we're safe. No worries. But there is a black hole in the center of our galaxy. What's our galaxy's name?
The Milky Way.
The Milky Way. That's right. Not Snickers, not Three Musketeers, but
the Milky Way.
So there's a black hole in the center of the Milky Way galaxy. And the Very Large Array was one telescope that actually was able to prove that. So right here in New Mexico's own backyard, we have an amazing scientific instrument.
Does everything in the universe emit radio waves?
Absolutely it does. You do. We all do. We all emit energy. And energy is what comes to us from these cosmological objects in space.
So you're saying everything emits energy, including us emitting radio waves?
Well, think about it. Energy is... go back to your sixth grade science, and those of you who are not in sixth grade yet, whoa, you can't wait till you get there, because in sixth grade, you learn about something called the electromagnetic spectrum. And so the electromagnetic spectrum is the range of how we measure the waves of energy. So you can think of radio waves as light, as radiation, as energy. So, yes, are you and I emitting energy right now? Yes, we are. We're emitting energy.
Wow.
Yes, our bodies are creating it.
Is the VLA the only one in the world?
No, not at all. But the Very Large Array is one of the largest and most powerful and most sensitive radio telescopes on the planet. Now, being sensitive doesn't mean you can hurt its feelings. Being sensitive means that it's a powerful telescope.
So when you say that it's sensitive and it's a powerful telescope and it is the most powerful one in the world, does that mean you get to go looking, I guess we say looking or listening?
We do. We look.
Farther away than other radio telescopes? Or what does that sensitivity give you at the VLA?
That's such a great question. So it's not how far out into space that we can see. It's actually how much detail we can see about a galaxy, stars, nebulae, these kinds of cosmological objects. So it's not so much how far we can see. And does somebody want to ask me that question?
Yeah, I want to ask you that question.
Okay.
So it's not so much how far you can see, it's how...
It's the sensitivity. So how
far... What does that give you?
So the question is, how far out into space can we see, right?
Anybody have an answer?
Oh.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
Go for it.
Go, Jude.
Yeah, go for it, Jude. What's the answer? What do you think?
I think.
Into the mic, buddy. What do you think? Is it what Buzz Lightyear said? To infinity and beyond. Yeah, is it to infinity and beyond?
Well, okay. So what have we learned already? Because we can figure this out ourselves, how far we can see out into space. So what have we learned already about what the VLA collects? Yes.
It's one of the most powerful telescopes in the world.
And what is it collecting?
Energy.
That's right, in the form of radiation. So that energy has to travel from far out into space and get to us. Well, guess what? This energy in the electromagnetic spectrum is also called light, and it travels at the speed of light, which is 186,000 miles per second. Good, Madeline, you knew
Whoa.
That. Excellent. So that means that we can see as far out into space as the light has traveled to us. Now, let me give you a frame of reference for that. So when we see the light from the sun, it took that light 8.5 minutes to get from the sun to the Earth. And the distance from the sun to the Earth is 93 million miles. Okay? So when we look into space with our radio telescopes or optical telescopes or gamma ray telescopes or infrared telescopes or many of the other telescopes that we have, we are collecting the only thing that's coming to us from space, and that is that energy. And so we can determine how long it took that energy to get to us. And that's how we know how far away an object is. Because they say, oh, this object is 23 million light years away from us. Okay, so that means it took the light 23 million years to get to us. Hey, did anybody hear about those new planets that they found?
Yes.
Oh, no.
Wow. Okay.
Yes,
so we need to tell people about this.
There's an article about it.
Yeah. So who can tell us about it? Jude, can you tell us?
What is it?
Well, on a document.
Okay, Jude, let's hear it.
There were seven other Earth-like planets, and
they're not in our solar system either. There's some other solar system. That's what's so cool. And have we seen that before, Earth-like planets on other stars?
Around other stars, yes, we have. As a matter of fact, we sent meaning the scientific community, okay, which, by the way, guys, we all pay for in this country through the National Science Foundation. Mm. That's our tax dollars going for good, not evil, for scientific research. And so... we sent a space probe to orbit outside of Earth, all right? And it took pictures of what we call extrasolar planets. That means planets that are going around other stars. In our solar system, we have 8 planets that are going around our star, the Sun. And it wasn't until the late 90s that scientists actually confirmed that, yes, in fact, there are other planets going around other stars. But these new 7 planets that Jude was telling us about were discovered. Okay, everybody, use their information that we've already learned, 40 light years from Earth. Okay, so that means that we are seeing this new solar system, or it's new to us, as it appeared 40 million years ago.
So,
I'm sorry, 40 years ago.
So it could. Okay, so many questions came out of all of this, and we're going to come back to you. We're talking to Judy. She's the education officer at the Very Large Array. If you've never been to the Very Large Array, we're going to tell you all about how you can go visit, how it can be part of your family excursions, and how you can learn so much more. And we have so many more questions in the studio, and we bet you do too. This is the Children's Hour right here on KUNM. Back in a minute with more about the VLA.
Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are. Up above the world so high, like a diamond in the sky. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, star, how I wonder what you are. Mommy's playing her guitar, you can gaze up at the stars. Up above the world so high, like a diamond in the sky. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are. How I wonder what you are. Twinkle, twinkle, little star.
I've been asked to say a few words to Earth people about the stars. You see, I've been there. I came from the planet Vulcan. For centuries, you Earthlings have been starstruck. You've had your lucky star. You kiss when you see the first star at night. You have movie stars. And you wish upon a star. Have you considered the possibility that on a star, the star people wish upon an Earth? For example, Earthlight, Earthbright, First Earth I see tonight. Or Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Earth, how I wonder what you're worth. Sound strange? Well, on Cestus Omicron 3, the all-time hit song is Earth Dust. Also, people will sing Catch a Falling Earth and Put It in Your Pocket. And might you not have difficulty accepting the idea of a national anthem called the Earth Spangled Banner? You see, it is, after all, a question of point of view. If I were an emotional creature, I would be shocked by your Earth concept of stars falling on Alabama. Really, I find that most illogical. Now, as to the matter of space sanitation, will you take a moment to consider all the littering and debris my planet has to contend with? Old nose cones, cameras, and even a corned beef sandwich, and those rocket fumes. On Vulcan, our leader's wife has started a Let's Keep Space Beautiful campaign. And now, I must hurry off to a galactic convention of what you Earth people might call those little green people. I leave you with the good advice my father gave me when I left my home planet, Vulcan. Don't let the Earth get in your eyes.
You're tuning into the Children's Hour. More with Judy from the VLA, the Very Large Array, coming up right after this.
Whenever life gets you down, Mrs. Brown, and things seem hard or tough, and people are stupid, obnoxious, or daft, and you feel that you've had quite enough, just remember that you're standing on a planet that's evolving and revolving at 900 miles an hour. That's orbiting at 90 miles a second, so it's reckoned a sun that is the source of all our power. The sun and you and me and all the stars that we can see are moving at a million miles a day. In an outer spiral arm at 40,000 miles an hour, the galaxy we call the Milky Way. Our galaxy itself contains 100 billion stars. It's 100,000 light years side to side. It bulges in the middle, 16,000 light years thick, but out by us it's just 3,000 light years wide. We're 30,000 light years from galactic central point. We go round every 200 million years. And our galaxy is only one of millions of billions in this amazing and expanding universe. Keeps on expanding and expanding in all of the directions it can whiz. As fast as it can go, at the speed of light you know, 12 million miles a minute, and that's the fastest speed there is. So remember when you're feeling very small and insecure, how amazingly unlikely is your birth. And pray that there's intelligent life somewhere up in space, 'cause there's bugger all down here on Earth.
That was Monty Python on the Children's Hour, the Galaxy Song, of course, and you are tuned to KUNM. Before the break, you heard Leonard Nimoy with his Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Earth. From his CD, Leonard Nimoy presents Mr. Spock's Music from Outer Space. And speaking of space, in the studio with us, in space with us here at KUNM, is our friend Judy, who is the education director at the Very Large Array in Socorro, New Mexico. And if you've never heard of the VLA, well, by golly, you're tuned into the right place. The VLA is a gigantic series of discs that are the they are collecting information from space, and it's the most precise. Is that fair? Most precise radio telescope in the world. It's not the only one.
Absolutely.
There's like three others, right, are big ones?
There are many other radio telescopes all over the world, and there are other arrays as well. But we have been collecting information from space since 1980. And we just completed an upgrade of our instruments in 2012 to make it even more sensitive.
That's really neat. Yes, go ahead.
How many dishes are at the VLA?
Well, actually, we have 28 of those giant antennas at the Very Large Array. And we're always swapping one of them out for maintenance. So we usually have 27 on a Y pattern of railroad tracks out there. We can actually move them so we can make the array really tight together where the antennas are really close together, and we can spread them way far out to simulate a telescope that is 22, are you ready, miles in diameter.
Whoa.
Yes.
That's amazing. Yes, so many questions in the studio here for you, Judy, about the VLA. We're learning so much. If you've missed the beginning of the show, you'll want to go back and listen, because we learned that we are all emitting radio waves at all times. But really, the radio waves we're emitting right now are the Children's Hour radio waves. Yeah, go ahead.
Can astronauts listen to the Children's Hour in space?
Oh, that's such a good question. Based on what we've learned so far, what would those astronauts have to have in order to listen to the Children's Hour?
A radio?
A radio. That's right. So at the VLA, we don't transmit anything. What you're doing here at the radio station is you are transmitting. And so in order for people to get your radio waves and listen to your program, then they have to have a device that picks up those radio waves and turns them into sound, just like a radio.
Yeah.
Can aliens listen to the children? Do the radio waves that we send off from Earth diminish over time, or do they just stay as strong as they ever were and go out in perpetuity forever into the infinite universe?
Well, think about what the infinite universe is all about. I mean, it's a lot of space, right? Empty space. And as the radio waves that we are transmitting from planet Earth on radio stations, television stations, and things of that nature, they travel in space in all directions until they crash into something else. So the answer to that question is yes. If there are other life forms in our galaxy, then yes, they could pick up our radio waves. But I'm sorry to say that Earth has only been transmitting these kinds of waves for, you know, several decades. So they haven't gotten very far out into space. And so they haven't left the galaxy yet. So we're still just talking to our neighbors in the Milky Way galaxy.
So does that mean aliens can listen to the Children's Hour like 20,000 years from now?
Absolutely. So be careful what you say.
Wow. What would we say to aliens listening to the Children's Hour?
Hello.
Thank you for listening to the Children's Hour, aliens.
Hello, hello, hello.
Very good.
What's going on in outer space?
Exactly. I know we have a lot more questions in the studio. Yes, please go ahead.
What recent discoveries have you made at the VLA?
Wow. So at the VLA, we are observing out there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And so the discoveries that we make, it takes a while to process the data and analyze the data. But some of the current things that we found are planet formation around other stars, and also something called an FRB. And that stands for fast radio burst. And guess what, guys? Scientists are still trying to figure out what these things are. They've received this information or these radio waves, and they're trying to figure out what the mystery is. They know that a FRB or a fast radio burst is a very intense burst of energy that only happens for a couple of milliseconds, right? And usually it doesn't happen from the same place in space. But currently what we found at the VLA is there is a place that that these fast radio bursts, we are detecting more than just one of these fast radio bursts. So the best information I can give you on this one is, hey, stand by and go to our website, nrao.edu. That stands for National Radio Astronomy Observatory.edu, and you can find under our press releases all the information about the current stuff that we're seeing.
Judy, I read that you have discovered, your team over there at the VLA, the birthplace maybe of our own star. Is that still connected to this fast radio bursts? Is that the theory? Is that maybe is where stars are being born?
Well, I'm not sure if it's I don't think it's connected to the FRBs, the fast radio bursts, and I'm not real sure exactly of what you're speaking of there.
Okay, mm-hmm. All right, sorry. Well, I know that you have incredible precision with the radio astronomy down there in Socorro, New Mexico, and I know that your incredible precision might lend us to making huge discoveries, which it has. And I know Jude has a question for you, and we're hoping you have an answer.
Are there aliens?
Are there aliens in space?
Yeah.
In our solar system, in our galaxy, in the universe? Mm-hmm. Well, the answer is we don't know. And we are still investigating that. That's a question that we don't know. But here's my answer that I'll give you. I'll bet in your lifetime that scientists discover that there are kinds of bacteria or maybe microbial life on moons of our own solar system. Jupiter and Saturn have a lot of moons that have kind of environments that you find here on Earth. Like one moon is mainly just volcanic, and another moon is mainly just solid ice. And we know that on the planet Earth, around volcanoes and volcanic vents in the Earth, there's what we call extreme life forms. We call those extremophiles. And also in glaciers, there are extremophiles or extreme life forms. So if those kinds of things exist on our planet, Jude, then maybe they exist other places in the solar system and our galaxy and the universe. So that's a very good question. Thank you.
How can we visit the VLA?
Oh, wow. You guys need to come out and visit the VLA. So here's how you do it. So on the first Saturday of each month, I'm out there and I host guided tours. And those tours happen at 11, 1, and 3. And guess what? You don't need reservations. Just show up out there at the Very Large Array. You can actually Google VLA, and it'll give you more information about it. Or you can go to our website, nrao.edu. Or, and here's another choice, you can come anytime during the day from 8:30 in the morning until sunset and take our self-guided walking tour. And guess where it takes you? Out to a working antenna on the array. So you can actually stand under one of the giant 230-ton, 10-story antennas out at the VLA and take your picture. That's cool.
Will it fall on you?
Absolutely not. We've got it bolted down to the ground very strongly.
One last question for you, Judy. Do radio waves go through objects? So in other words, if we were all, the whole Children's Hour crew, hi, everybody. Hi. If all of us went and we climbed like monkeys up into one of the satellite dishes and laid across the satellite dish that you have out there, the radio antenna thing, the big dish, could you still get the radio waves through our bodies? Or can you receive the radio signals from space through other objects, or do you have to have a direct line of sight?
Well, think about it like this, okay? So how many of you have looked through a telescope or even a pair of binoculars, right?
Everybody's
binoculars. Used the binoculars to see what the neighbors are doing. I mean, to look at wildlife. Okay, got it. So imagine that you're going to look at the moon with your binoculars, right? And so what do you have to do with that? You have to hold those binoculars right up to your eyes, and you have to point it directly at the moon, because what are you collecting from that object you're looking at in space? Yes.
Energy.
That's right. And so that's coming into the lenses of the telescope or the binoculars, and that's being you're seeing it with your eyes. You're processing that information with your brain. So if somebody stands in front of those binoculars, what's going to happen?
You'll see them.
You'll see them. That's right.
Bummer.
So if you lay on the dish, then what you're doing is your body is changing that lens.
Oh.
The dish is a lens, and it's collecting that energy, and then it's focusing that energy towards the equipment so that it can collect it. Yes.
So it might take all the energy from your body?
No, it won't take the energy. No.
Your energy from your body will just block it from getting other energy.
Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense.
Just like if I had a flashlight right now and I was shining that energy from the flashlight in, it would be light, right? And I shone it right on you. Right on your tummy, right there on your shirt. Okay? Would the person behind you, would the light go through you?
No, it wouldn't.
That's right. So that's a good example of what we're talking about here.
Judy Stanley is the education director at the Very Large Array in Socorro, New Mexico. You can find out more. You can go visit nrao.edu is the website. So much information on there. Beautiful photos as well. And what a treasure that we have this incredible telescope right here in New Mexico. You all are hopefully realizing how rare this is. The world's most precise radio telescope is right here in New Mexico. Another reason to be New Mexico proud. Judy, thank you so much. Field trips and everything come down to see you, right?
Oh, absolutely. Teachers, give me a call. We can set you up.
If folks do want to give you a call, what's a good number, Judy?
It's 505-515-5780. And hey, guys, that's my direct line. So call me.
Oh, wonderful. Judy, thank you so much for being with us on the Children's Hour.
Thank you,
thank
guys.
You.
It was awesome meeting
thank
all
you.
Of you. Thank you.
Thank you.
This universe is endless, and everything in it is endless. How can it be an endless universe if everything is not endless? This universe is endless, and everything in it is endless. How can it be an endless universe if everything is not endless? Then it's a part of it. Every beginning is an end. Look back and see. It's in the past. Every beginning is the end of some endlessness. Look back and see. It's in the past. Every beginning is the end of some endlessness. But the past is an eternity all its own. It is not a part of the endless universe, because the past had an end. It is the realm of the ended. Look backward at the past, and you will see all the beginnings are there. Look backward at the past, and you will see all the beginnings are there. If you have an end in view, what's your aim, desire? Be careful. Do not make the end you seek the end. There are different kind of ends, like bookends are, and bookends are, but bookends end. What does the law of bookends say? That is the answer of the way. When they are booked, they're in the book.
Last left our heroes, Captain Hogthrob was about to speak.
Oh, I wonder how that announcer is. He fell down in Pitt's hospital, you know.
Actually, I sprained my ankle.
Well, take my advice and get your mommy to kiss it.
Can we get on with this sketch?
Yeah, good idea. Captain Hogthrob, the navigational computer just gave us a very startling news.
Oh, what's that?
See that white glow approaching in the distance?
Yeah.
That glow is the end of the universe. And furthermore, according to the computer, when we reach the end of the universe, we will be given the meaning and purpose of life.
We will be given the meaning and purpose of life?
I just love presents.
When do we get there?
In exactly 1 minute from now. Oh, it's okay. It's just the dinner gone.
Oh, God. That means I'm going to miss the meaning and purpose of life.
But then, can't you just skip dinner?
What? Why, they're having swill stroganoff.
The meaning and purpose of life.
Swill stroganoff. Wait for me! You wait for the meaning and purpose of life!
Muppet News Flash, probably the greatest news story in history. The meaning and purpose of life has just been announced. The full text of the announcement is as follows. Oh, that's the wrong one. Just a second. I had it here a minute ago. Where is it? Meaning and purpose of... How can I keep track of things when you're always straightening up my desk?
Aliento Carnival 2017 is tonight. It's beginning at 7:30 p.m. at the National Hispanic Cultural Center's Albuquerque Journal Theater. celebrate carnival traditions of Cuba, Trinidad, Brazil, and New Orleans. Audience participation is welcome this year. Information is at nhccnm.org.
It's the Winter Wool Festival at the ABQ Biopark Botanic Gardens today from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Visit the demonstrators as they spin, hook, and weave. Discover how artisans turn fleece into thread and thread into colorful tapestries, rugs, and clothes. Call 768-2000 or go to abqbiopark.org to learn more.
And you can learn all about Gila monsters at the Open Space Visitors Center today from 1 to 2 p.m. Cuddle a Gila monster. Oh, just kidding. Registration is required. 897-8831. Jerry Tuttle of Zoo Crew Kids will lead a discussion on America's most legendary lizard. And there will be a real Gila monster in the room. Again, please pre-register with the Open Space Visitors Center for a discovery of Gila monsters. That's today from 1 to 2 p.m. Call 897-8831.
Tomorrow at Tingley Beach in Albuquerque, there's a kids' fishing fair from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Children's ages 4 to 12 learn all about fishing at interactive discovery stations. Get more info at cabq.gov or call 768-2000.
And at Los Ranchos de las Golondrinas on Tuesday for older kids, learn about the Santa Fe Japanese internment camp in the shadow of Los Alamos, 1942 to 1946. In a lecture by author and oral historian Nancy Bartlett. This is all happening Tuesday at 6 p.m. This is really for older kids at Las Golondrinas, just south of Santa Fe. Find out more at golondrinas.org.
It's time for the KUNM Kids Birthday Club.
Kids get a gift in the mail and a birthday shout out on the air.
Happy birthday if today is your birthday.
Like Paloma Kuntz from Santa Fe, New Mexico, who's turning 4 years old today.
Happy birthday, Paloma.
And happy birthday to our KUNM Kids crew member, Leela Allen from Albuquerque, who's turning 12 years old on Tuesday.
Happy birthday, Leela.
These kids are getting a gift from us in the mail just for being on the KUNM Kids Birthday Club. The KUNM Kids Birthday Club is open for kids ages 12 and younger.
Join the club by emailing kunmkids@kunm.org with your name, birthday, and mailing address.
Find the Children's Hour page at kunm.org. That's where we post our playlist and podcasts.
Podcasts can also be found on iTunes. Just search for the Children's Hour on KUNM.
We're also on Facebook and Twitter. Follow us at KUNM Kids.
Stay tuned to KUNM for Folk Roots, followed by Women's Focus at noon.
You are tuned to KUNM. We want to let you one more thing at the Guild Cinema today, right there on Central, and that's near Carlisle. Babe, the 1995 movie Babe. It'll make a vegetarian out of you. It's today at noon and tomorrow at noon as part of the Mom's Matinee Madness series. And find out more information by going to guildcinema.com. And we're going to go out today with a little, we did find out the meaning of life, thankfully. And it's according to this those darn accordions. Stay tuned. Claude's coming up with Folk Roots. And this is the Children's Hour. We'll be back with you next week.
I woke up with a notion to let the world go by. Went out for a donut and some Joe. Stared into my cup like a fella in a rut, and I thought about the good times long ago. So I sat there for a while with a powdered sugar smile and wondered if the waitress was a dancer with a nando rengi kyo and a couple of hoes.